You know, man, at this point in time, while I'm listening to Trump in the background, and we going through the situation we going through, I just hope we can make the right choices and try our best to help people out. You know what I'm saying? And help them do what they need to do. Strive to survive and all that, because right now we in a real tough situation, man. It's looking bad right now. I'm sorry about that, y'all, but we gotta do more. We gotta just be more solidified. Because people is going through mental health issues at this point in time. This is a serious position with mental health issues. It's at an all-time high. I'm sorry for that pause, but mental health issues is at an all-time high right now. We need to do our best to help each other out, man. There's some people that's in their homes lonely, that don't got family members there that they can look after. There's some people that's homeless in the streets, and in them conditions, it's going to have a bad effect due to this virus, whether this virus comes to an end or not, you know what I'm saying? Because some people have been going through these things regardless, you know what I'm saying? Me, myself, I go through that. I kind of been quarantined for the past, really my entire life, but for a strong, I would say a good 6-7 years, I've been kind of staying in the same place. And it's due, I attribute some of the mental health, not a lot of it, because I look at it myself. It's all me. It's all my thought process. Everybody has the ups and downs in their thought process. That's how I use to navigate through. But I've been diagnosed, you know what I mean, with certain disorders. Or not diagnosed. I've never been diagnosed, but had a situation where, you know what I mean, I may have ADHD or whatever the case may be. So, it's just I try to counteract it with the way I move and being calm and staying away from certain things because I'm real receptive. But I know for a lot of people, it's not that simple to cope with your situation. I know negatively in myself, drugs and things of that nature is how I cope with it. And that's not always the best thing because it can lead you in a worse direction and really dealing with just your mental health. Then we start talking about your physical health. So I want to give people this word and this quick word just to know, try to stick it through. You know yourself, do the things that you know is best suits your mind state. But at the same time, don't forget to work on yourself. We got time inside. If you're not inside, hopefully you can find some type of nature area or there's some type of service allowed to you at this point in time, which I believe it should be. And if not, the community can maybe answer in this time rather than turn into violence or desperation tactics. And just know that even in a world of danger and all that, it's still love that exists out there. It's just that you got to know where put your visors on that's only looking for that. So that's all you can see. But I just want to try to swear for all the people that's going through these type of things in this point in time.